Okay, so we're going to learn tonight, Mitzvah Shem, the last of the five classes on Tshuva in the series that we've been doing until now. And really tonight, I think we're going to we pretty much put everything together last week, but we're going to learn Mitzvah Shem tonight. A shir is going to be about Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and to understand how everything that we've been learning the past month, all the inyanim, thank you very much. How all the inyanim that we've been learning about Tshuva for the past month are essentially what Yom Kippur and Sukkot are all about. It's mamash to put together everything that we learned and see that that's the nekuda merkaz of what Yom Kippur and Sukkot are all about. So actually I want to start with there's a certain thing, an idea to speak about, which is a very good way of going to this whole topic, that we know that in Torah there are different levels. We mentioned those that we hear before, that there's pardes. Pardes means, we know there are different levels of Torah. There's pnimius and there's chitzonius. This is an idea from the Zohar. It's not something that Chassidus made up. It's in the Zohar. Kabbalah speaks about that there's pnimius of Torah. There's the inner level of the Torah. And that means that when you speak about reasons for things, and we say that there are reasons al pi pshat, in olam pshat, in the external parts of Torah, and then there are reasons al pi Kabbalah. Now I'm going to be careful with how I say this, because they're all real reasons, obviously, right? But what's the ultimate reason? The ultimate reason is what it says in Pnimius HaTorah. Because that's the... It's like if I would say to you like this, why does an airline give food, good, make sure the food tastes good on flights? What's the reason? To get people... Well, so how about if I answer you to make people happy? Is that a real reason? It's not. It's a real reason. They want to get people to be happy. But it's not the ultimate reason. What's the ultimate reason? Make people come back again. No. Is that the ultimate reason? No. What's the ultimate reason? To make money. Is that the real reason? Yeah. Well, unless you say, because the person that owns the airline wants a new mansion or something. Yeah. You could always go a step deeper. What's the ultimate reason? So it's all true, the chitzonius, but it's not the ultimate reason, right? So like we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, why are animals that are not kosher, you know, why are they not kosher? Because they have predatory character traits. The real reason is because they have koichas of tumah, but that manifests in... But sometimes what's interesting is that in Torah you have certain things and that beferish that the reasons that are given in olam hapshat, in the world of pshat, don't suffice. Like, you see that there's something over here. Those that are used to learning Pnimius HaTorah have it a lot of times that, like, you learn something, you're like, this can't be it. I'm sure you've all had that, right? It can't be that it's just that, right? That you know that it just can't be that. Let's learn an example of that tonight. Next week, Mitzvah Shem is the Yontif of Sukkot, right? What's the Yontif of Sukkot all about? The Yontif of Sukkot is the only Yontif we have, L'chaira, I mean, Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, whatever, but the only yontiv we have that seemingly is not connected to any particular historical date or incident. What's Sukkot about? Huh? Ananiya Kovid, or Sukkot, or whether it was real Sukkot, Ananiya Kovid, Machaikis, but Ananiya Kovid. That to remember the Ananiya Kovid. When did we sit in Ananiya Kovid? In Tishrei?
Yes.
Also. What about in Shvat? What about another? What about in Sivan? What? It started in Nisan. And as it started...
They came back in Tishrei.
What do you mean they came back in Tishrei? The girl makes a cheshbon. Say there. Okay, Anachanami, the girl makes a cheshbon. But the famous question is, why is the Yontif of Sukkot in Tishrei? I mean, they sat for 40 years in Ananiya Kovid. The entire year they sat in Ananiya Kovid. It wasn't just in Tishrei. And Faker. Seemingly, if you would speak about... Muskel Rishon, how do you say that? Hang on with my kids. What's Muskel Rishon in English, no? Muskel Rishon, like what you would first say. The obvious thing.
First impression?
First impression, like the first obvious answer that you would say. The seeming answer you would say, what should be Muskel Rishon? When should the Yontif of Sukkot be? If Sukkot is the whole... So the whole year we sat in a Sukkot in the desert. The whole year. Elamah, Hashem can't make that we should sit the entire year in a Sukkah. Yeah, where would the Hungarians hang the chandeliers, right? So we can't be the whole year, huh? They find a way in the sukkah too, right? So we can't sit a whole year in the sukkah, right? So Hashem had to find, for whatever reason, he had to find some time to make sukkahs. So what would make sense to say when should the sukkahs be?
Spring.
Well, Pesach. Kill two birds with one stone. right? Just eat the matzah in the sukkah.
It's comfortable.
Slowly, I turn Niagara Falls, slowly. So the question that everyone asks is, why is Sukkot in Tishrei? What in the world does it have to do with Tishrei? What makes sense? When L'chair should it be? L'chair should be in the month of Nisan. Why in Tishrei? There's absolutely no connection of Tishrei to Sukkot. Zero. So we have the answers of the Chinuch and the answers of the Torah. Now, Mark, what were you saying?
That
the answer that you were saying.
There's reasons that it should be in Nisan.
Why?
Because of the fact that...
That it shouldn't be in Nisan.
That it should be in Nisan.
L'chair should be in Nisan. L'chair should be in Nisan because of the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But I thought you were saying an answer. No? Okay.
I said the Torah's answer.
You're saying the Torah's answer. What's the Torah's answer?
The weather.
What's the meaning of the weather?
It's no great deal to go outside when it's getting nice out.
Exactly. It has to do with what we just learned about the parrots, right? The Torah says that if it would be in spring, it wouldn't be a chiddush. If we would be sitting in the sukkah, and everyone likes to sit in gazebos in the spring, it's very nice, it's very pleasant, it wouldn't be nicker that it's the Shem Mitzvah. It wouldn't be nicker that's the Shem Mitzvah. So therefore Hashem gave it in Tishrei, when the weather is already not pleasant, and therefore it's obvious that it's the Shem Mitzvah. That's the Torah's answer. Does that satisfy everyone?
No.
Yes?
Isn't it also the honeymoon of the Jewish people after the engagement and the wedding? Wouldn't that be...
Which engagement and which wedding? The engagement and the Jewish people... The engagement and the wedding Jewish people is Matan Torah, is in Sivan.
Right.
Okay. So why Tishrei? How does that answer why in Tishrei? Why Tishrei? Also? Why? I mean, the wedding, if we're talking about wedding of the Hashem Jewish people, it's Matan Torah. So if for whatever reason you're saying, it is brought such a thing, but still is an answer, why Tishrei? Why not, I don't know, Tammuz? How long of a honeymoon do you need to go on already?
Well, if you say that the hoof, we had a Kedushin by
35
years ago, by Matan Torah, and then the Yichud by Ne'ilah.
The Yichud by
Ne'ilah.
Okay.
Then they had
I hear. So the Torah says that it's because of the weather. What is the answer of the weather? I mean, obviously it's true. It's pshat, it's one of the shivim panim l'torah. But what's wrong with the answer with the weather?
Why dafka Tishrei?
First of all, why dafka Tishrei doesn't answer why not Elul or Cheshvan? Or make it in Kislev, right? Second of all, I mean, I know everyone knows the weather is not the same everywhere. I mean, that might make sense like in New York or in Eretz Yisrael, but there are plenty of places where it's still very nice at this time of the year. And forget the summer's in Nisan. I mean, there are other places the weather's not the same. So it only applies in some places. So again, it's a true answer. It's true. It's pshat. But we understand that that's not the ultimate answer. Then there's the answer of the chinuch. The chinuch asks the question also. Sefer chinuch, he says, why in Tishrei? So Sefer chinuch says, because you know why Hashem made it in Tishrei? Because it's Chag HaOsif. Zman Simchaseinu. The chinuch says, because Tishrei is the time that they would gather the produce from the fields. We call that in English payday. Right? Payday. It's the time that they would have payday. They would get their money. That's when they would get payday. They would get their check. Tishrei was the time of the year that they got their check. And the chinuch says that by nature, a person who gets their money is very happy. So what does the chinuch say? Hashem wanted to elevate that happiness. As Zman Simchaseinu, he took a time that anyway, because b'teva, we're naturally happy anyway. And he made Zman Simchaseinu, he elevated to make it into a yontiv, and that's the yontiv of Sukkot. That's the chinuch's answer. It's a great answer if you are a farmer in Eretz Yisrael, right? I don't know how many of you have been in a farm recently, but those of us that are not agriculturally inclined, that doesn't help anything. So again, the chinuch is a true answer. It's true, the airlines give food because they want the clients to be happy. But it's obviously not the ultimate answer, right? So the ultimate answer that Pnimius HaTorah says, this is what's found in Pnimius HaTorah, says like this. You ready? You know why Sukkot is in Tishrei? Right. It's after Yom Kippur. What's the connection to Yom Kippur? What's the connection to Yom Kippur? Huh?
Go back to the Gra.
Well, so the Gra, right. So the Gra is one Cheshbon, right? Pnimius HaTorah, that's found in Chassidus, another explanation. The Chassidus says that the Schach actually comes from the Anan HaKetoris that the Kohen Gadol brought in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Schach is an actual physical manifestation of the Anan HaKetoris that the Kohen Gadol brought in Kodesh Kadoshim, and the tkiyas of the shofar. Schach is gematria 100, the 100 koilos of the shofar. The tkiyas of the shofar, the actual sounds of the shofar, and the smoke that of the Kohen Gadol. We know what was the highlight of Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and brought the ketores, the incense. Ki be'onon a ro'e al ha-kapores, the anan ha-ketores, that anan of smoke, becomes the schach of the sukkah. And why is it the 15th of Tishrei? Because you need 4 days in between, keneged yudkei vavkei, that the schach to go from being the cloud of smoke of the Keteris and Kodesh Kadoshim to manifest as the physical schach, you need 4 days of Yudke Vavke that it should manifest as the physical schach. That's what it says, that's what Chassidus says. Now first of all, we have to ask right away, but we don't have a Beis HaMikdash today. But obviously we know that that's true, but it's not true. We bring Keteris, right? There's a tefillah that we say. We say on Yom Kippur, we say the words and by Musaf. I'm going to say it again. I mentioned the Seder Aveda, always important to always say this again and again. Yom Kippur, the most important part of Pihalocha of davening in Yom Kippur, this Ne'ilah might be the holiest, but the most important part is Seder Aveda. Everyone should make sure and tell your friends and your family and your everyone. Seder Aveda in Yom Kippur is very, the Seder Aveda in the Shalom Parmes Vaseinu, there's a din that by saying the korbanos is neshama parmes vaseinu, that our lips are instead of cows. It's actually like bringing the korbanos. So saying the Seder Avod in Yom Kippur, mamash to say those words and to try to understand what you're saying, is mamash bringing the Avod of Yom Kippur. So there is the Anana Keteris metaphysically on Yom Kippur. And the Schach is an actual physical manifestation of the Anana Keteris, and that's bepnimius ha'inyonim, why Sukkot is in Tishrei. Because in order to have the Kedushas HaSchach, whatever that means, which we're going to speak about, the Kedushas HaSchach is the physical manifestation, comes about through the Tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah and Anana Keteris and the Kodesh Kedoshim and Yom Kippur. What we now need to explain is, what does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, what's the connection Schach to Shefer, to the Kodesh Kedoshim and Kippur? What does that mean? It's a beautiful idea. It's a beautiful metaphysical imagery. But what does it mean? What's the connection? So in order to understand what this means, we have to first begin to understand what Yom Kippur is all about. Yom Kippur, what's the nekud of Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we know, is a yom shes maver ashmeseinu b'chol shana v'shan. Yom Kippur is a yom slicha mechila kapara. Hashem, tell me if I'm saying this correctly, pardons us for all our sins. Yes or no? Oh. It doesn't just say that he pardons us. Right. Yom Kippur is not that Hashem pardons us our sins. Yom Kippur is ki bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem letaher eschem mikol chataseichem. That Yom Kippur, Hashem is mitaher eschem. He purifies us. Now remember, we spoke about last week, lifnei Hashem titar, lifnei yudkei vavkei, whatever, we'll get back to it. But letaher eschem mikol chataseichem, to purify, the day itself atones. Yom Kippur, one second. Yom Kippur, the day of atonement means that it actually purifies us. To the extent that Chazal say, what's the lashon of Chazal? Itzumei shel yom mechaper. That the itzumei shel yom, the day itself, brings atonement, brings tahara. Yeah.
What was the
passage?
What
did it say? Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem.
He's going to forgive you.
Letar eschem mekocha
teseichem. So saying that forgiving, so it is to forgive you.
But how? Not that he pardons you.
Letar eschem.
Right. Mekocha teseichem.
In order to, in other words, in order for you to become tahar, you have to be mechaper.
But if you just pardon someone, they don't get tahar.
But evidently you do.
No, but first of all, the pasuk, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. How? Not because. How are you being mechaper? No, how are you being mechaper? How do you read the words? Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem. Translate. Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem.
Because on this day he will forgive you.
Letar eschem mekochat
aseichem.
But the Vard is that the day itself is bringing Tahara. However you want to say whatever the order is, which I'm not going to get into now. Rav Soloveitchik, you should know, Rav Soloveitchik in Alat Shuvah, he has a whole mimer Kapara and Tahara. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between kapara? I'm not going to get into that. It's a whole different sugya. But the Vart is that the day itself is metaher. The day itself is metaher. In Halachic Man, which Mitzvah we're going to get to in a little while, he says, he brings over there the famous story that he was walking with his father, with Rav Moshe. Remember the famous story? They were walking back to shul for Mincha. For Mincha Nil, and the sun was starting to set, and Rav Moshe Soloveitchik says to the sun that this, Rebbe quoted a few times, that this sunset is a special sunset, that it brings Tara. The day itself brings Tara. There's actually a Machlekes Rebbe and Rabbanon whether you have to do tshuva in order for the day to work, right? Rebbe says you have to do tshuva. Rabbanon says one way or the other. Now, the Rambam Paskins, you have to do tshuva. But all the Achreinim explain, everyone holds that Itzum Hashiyoyim Mechaper. There's no machlekes whether the day itself is mitarav. The only shal is whether you also need tshuva in order to attain that tara. But the question is, how could a day, what does it mean that the day purifies you? What does that mean? In other words, if you have a day that the king, that he pardons us. That way, the king, you know, on the king's birthday, or the king, you know, has a new grandson, he sends out a pardon. We can understand that it's a special day, the king's anniversary. He wants to pardon because of the special day. But how does it, what does it mean that the day brings tara? What does that mean that the day brings tara? So the Sfarim explain like this. It's not pshat that the day just brings tara. A day just can't just bring tara. The Vart is, Yom Kippur is a day that's chayev b'chamesh tfilos. Yom Kippur is a day that's chayev b'chamesh tfilos. It's the only day a year that we're chayev in five different tfilos. And the five different tefillahs correspond, the Sfarim say, to Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya, Yechida. Yom Kippur, the Sfarim say, is a day with this Gilu Yechida Shebenefesh. There's a Gilu Yechida Shebenefesh. There's a day that the Neshama, the essence of the soul, is revealed. That's what it means, that Chayv and Chamesh Tefillahs. And by the way, the Diyuk is that the Yom is Chayv and Chamesh Tefillahs, that the whole day is chayv and chamesh tefillos. It's not pshat the only chayv by ne'ila, you only chayv and chamesh tefillos by ne'ila. The day itself is chayv and chamesh tefillos means that the whole day you're chayv and five tefillos. The whole day there's a gilui of all five levels of the soul. The whole day there's a gilui of yechidus benefesh. Of yechidus benefesh, the very essence of the soul. Now, we say every day in the morning, every single morning we say, Elikai neshama shenasatabi tahiri. We say every morning. Think about the words for a second. By the way, there's a beautiful sefer from the Mittler Rebbe called Derech Chaim. Derech Chaim is known as a Chassidus Musar sefer. He gets very musardic, but he begins the sefer with the following sentence. This is how he begins. This is Chassidus Musar. He begins the sefer with the sentence, Hine kol echad ve'echad oimer b'chol boiker elekai neshama shenasata bi tahiri. That's how he begins. What's the first thing we need to know, Chassidus says? That we say every morning that the soul, neshama shenasatabi, tahirahi. You're be'etzem tahar.
It's the same one. It's the same one. It's the same neshama
that left. Oh, so right. So we say every day, everyone says every morning, l'kai neshama shenasatabi tahirahi. The neshama that I put me is pure. Now the question is, let's ask a very simple question. How could everyone say, how could Chazal institute that everyone should be able to say every single morning, Neshama Shenasada Bi Tahirahi? How? How could everyone say that every single morning? It doesn't, there's no small letters, you know, a little footnote, you know, asterisk, do not say this if last night you did, you know, then the whole, it doesn't, there's no, you know, warning, there's no exceptions. It means a person that for 40 years has been, you know, mamash doing every aveir in the Torah.
Everything that went wrong is
that. But the question is, but how could he say that his neshama is tahor?
It is.
Because
it is.
How?
Well, the original one I got was tahor before I did everything to it.
So, but now that I did everything to it, is it still tahor?
Yeah.
Nefesh kisechta.
You can't change.
Nefesh kisechta. A nefesh does a sin. Nefesh could do a sin. The neshama that's within can't. The neshama within is a chelak al kamimal. That can't be impure. And that's the problem. We say every day, and that's what Chassidus says, the first thing we have to know, that the neshama inside always remains tahar. Neshama remains tahar. The always remains tahar.
The schmutz around it, right.
That's why there's a very interesting thing. There's a there's a famous question, how are we able to bring Mashiach if previous generations weren't able to bring Mashiach? Sure, it's a famous question. How can we be Mashiach? My grandfather, Zecher Nevach, used to cry when he would ask this question. He possibly would cry. He says, Hergezein, the Shenst and the best are geblieben in Auschwitz. The best parts of Klal Yisrael stayed in Auschwitz. They couldn't bring Mashiach. How are we going to bring Mashiach? He used to cry when he would say it. He was Mamash. And this famous question, how can we bring Mashiach if the previous generation didn't bring Mashiach? So what's the answer? You ever heard of an answer?
Well, the Mashal from the Sfas Emes.
That what?
The boy in the mountain.
The boy in the mountain, the midget on the giant. That's from the Sfas Emes. Is it?
I think it's from the Sfas Emes. He was young. He was very young. He became Rebbe.
Oh, that's like Kutzker. Yeah, right. That, in other words, that, so he's saying that because he was born on top of the mountain.
Born on top of the mountain. Yeah.
Okay, I hear. That was because we're already a generation that so much has already been done. There's a similar marshal, but you know the midget on top of the giant shoulders.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's a what?
Standing on
the giant shoulders. That's enough. But there was one time the Lubavitcher Rebbe said another answer. Very different. He said like this, it was his Sukkot Tavshim Mem Vav. He said one sentence. He said, if the difference between us and previous generations was a difference be'etzem, you would have a good question. But the difference between us and previous generations in only in Giluye HaNefesh, not in Etzem HaNefesh, therefore you don't have the question. There's no essential difference between our neshamas and previous generations. The only difference is in Giluye HaNefesh, how much we reveal that. There's no be'etzem. The Jews and the Shema, there are no differences between Jews. You have a very poshta mashal, right? So, you ever buy a diamond ring? You ever buy a diamond? Buy a diamond. So you buy a diamond, you go and you remember, I went to buy a diamond once. I went to sit down and I went to a Persian, right? Okay, that's where else do you buy diamonds from. So she explained to me, she sat with me and she said like this, she showed me two diamonds, she said, this one is $1,000 and this was $10,000. So I said, they look exactly the same. Why would this be $1,000? They mamish look exactly the same. So she took out one of these, whatever you call it, and she showed me that inside there's a scratch that makes it only $1,000. And this one, you know, if you look at it, doesn't have a scratch. So be'etzem, this one is, they're different value. They look the same, but they're be'etzem different value, right? Now, let's say you have two $10,000 diamonds, both $10,000 diamonds. One is nice, squeaky, clean, and shining. And the other one is covered over with mud and filth and gook. Is there be'etzim a difference between them? No. Be'etzim, the two $10,000 diamonds. The whole difference, one is beautiful, clean, the other one is filthy. But it doesn't change the fact that their mom is essentially worth the same. Every Jew is a $10,000 diamond. You're Jew, $10,000 diamond. There's no differences between Jews. There's no such thing. And that's why, by the way, imagine you have... What's the halacha if you have, let's say, 1,000 Jews, right? You have 1,000 Jews, and the goyim surround you and say, "Give us one Jew, and we'll kill him, and we'll spare all the rest of you." You can't give a Jew. What if you have, you know, 1,000 tzaddikim, rabbanim, chveis, holy people that think they're holy, whatever it is, and they say, "Give us one sinner." One Jew, any Jew, you're not allowed. A person that's halachically Jewish, 1,000 people have to die. There's no difference between Jews. There's no difference in levels. No such thing.
Isn't the Gemara Bracha say the Doris HaRishonim, you know, they would daven 3 hours a day, Zevizens can be Yodan, but the Doris HaRishonim, I mean,
there's a concept that you read this at Doris, yeah, right? Of course. What did Abai say? One of the most depressing Gemaras ever, right? If previous generations were like angels, imem kamalachim anu kibnei adam. Imem kibnei adam anu kechamayrim veloy kechamayr shel Pinchas ben Yair, right? We're not on the level of the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. Pinchas ben Yair's donkey was sensitive enough not to eat karshinei truma, right? So veloy kechamayr shel Pinchas ben Yair. So, right, so, this Giryat HaTzedaris. The answer is because, yeah, we're caked with a lot of mud. What we're talking about, the difference in generations, is how much do you reveal what you are? Reb Simcha Bunim Peshischa said once like this, there are a lot of different praises you could give a person. Tzadik, Chosid, Lamdin, Yerushamayim, right? Erlich. Simcha Bunim Peshischa said, what's the biggest praise you could give a person? Jew. And all the other praises are just how much are you Jewing? Like how you doing? How you Jewing? How much are you Jewing? How much are you revealing what a Jew could be? Tzadik, Yosho, Lamdin, Erlich, Hever Hashem, whatever, they're all just, how much are you cleaning your diamond up? How much you cleaning your diamond up? That's all it is. Us in previous generations, it's a question of how clean it is. Gendikt, it's pure. That's what it is. Mela, the whole year, Averis are putting these layers of mud and cake. Yom Kippur, Yom HaKadosh, what happens in Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur is the day that's Chayv and Chamesh Tfilas. What happens when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim? When the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kadoshim, Ki Be'anon Eiroi Ala Kapiris. The essence of Hashem is revealed, and the essence of the Neshama is revealed. The Yechidah Shebenefesh is what's revealed in Kodesh Kadoshim. That's what Kodesh Kadoshim is. That's why there's a very interesting thing the Svarim say. The Pasuk says, when the Kohen Gadol would go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, V'chol Odom Lo Yieh Be'oil Moyed Be'boil Lachapesh B'Kodesh Atzeisei. Right? V'chol Odom Lo Yieh, when the Kohen Gadol went in Kodesh Kadoshim, Chol Odom Lo Yieh Be'oil Moyed. There couldn't be anyone, no Odom could be an Oil Moyed Be'boil Lachapesh B'Kodesh Atzeisei. No Odom. So the Svarim ask, what about the Kohen Gadol? Chol Odom Lo Yieh. So Pashup Shad, Ben is going to yell at me, I almost hear it. Means anyone other than him, right? Right, that's Pashup Shad. But the Svarim say a deeper Pshat, the Kohen Gadol when he went in wasn't an Adam anymore. Right, he wasn't an Adam. He was going in Yechidusha Benefesh. It was the essence of Hashem, Be'anonin Eiroa Elekabres, Hashem's essence was revealed, and the essence of the Nesham, Yechidusha Benefesh. What does Yechidusha Benefesh mean, by the way? The essence of the soul, you know, but Yechidusha Benefesh doesn't have Adam. It's not an Adam, it doesn't have emotions or intellect. The essence of the soul is the feminine of Yochid. Hashem is Yochid, it's the Yechida. It's the part of the soul that's one with Hashem, and just like Hashem is infinite and has no attributes, that part of the Neshama has no attributes. That was revealed in the Kodesh Kadoshim. That's what Yom Kippur is. Yom Kippur is the day that B'yoyim Azeh Yechap Aleichem, that Yom Kippur, what becomes revealed in us, is that essence of the soul, the Yechidah Sheba Nefesh, becomes revealed. And at that level, automatically comes Tahara. Because at that level, there's L'chatchila, no place for Pagam. When that becomes revealed, everything else falls away, because at that place was Tor. The rest of the year, we say, Neshama Shana Sata Bita Hari. There's a Neshama deep within me, within my mud. I'm usually aware of the mud. And within that is that Neshama Shana Sata B'Tayri. Yom Kippur, what's inside me, comes out and becomes revealed. And that's the Tara that brings, that the day itself brings Tara, because the essence of the soul is revealed. That's the side of what Yom Kippur is all about. Chol Adam La'yeh Bo'el Meid, that there shouldn't be an Adam, the part of our Neshama that's not an Adam anymore. The part of Neshama that's the essence of who we are. Now, what does this have to do we've been talking about for the past month? You tell me now. What does this have to do we've been talking about? We mentioned this last week and the whole we've been speaking about. Huh? Tshuva, right. How does it have to do with tshuva? Why is it the essence of what tshuva?
Revealing your inner self. Revealing who you're supposed
to be. Recreating ourselves. Being reborn. Why do we have a... Why does a tshuva ability be to reborn? To right away. Remember we spoke about last week? Aziva Zachait. One hear her tshuva. Eibishter, I'm yours. That's it. What did you do when you said, Eibishter, I'm yours? You essentially went out of yourself and went back to that place of the essence of who you are. Tshuva means to reveal, Hashem, I'm yours. This is the truth of who I am. The manifestation, what I formed myself to be, is not who I really am. Tshuva is returning. We know it's a slogan. It's almost like cliche. Tshuva is returning to who you really are. What that means in simple English is becoming aware of that inner self which is one with Hashem, which is always one with God. And in Yom Kippur, that becomes revealed by everyone by the virtue of the day itself, and therefore the day itself is mechaper. The day itself brings tahara. And that's also why it's b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem utareschem lifnei Hashem, lifnei yudkei vavkei. So we spoke about last week that the Shem Havaya, right? Shem Elokim is the world, is Hashem's light that contracts to become the worlds. Shem Yudke Vavke is the infinite light of Hashem where Torah comes from. Yudke Vavke is Hashem's Torah. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, Yudke Vavke. Spoke about last week, Hashem revealed Yudke Vavke through Torah. Tshuva is Anoichi, Anoichi. Menachem, Anoichi, Anoichi, Moichi Pesha'echa. Anoichi means the very essence of Hashem is Lifnei Avai, above Yudkei Vavkei. That's the essence of the soul. It comes from God's essence, which is above manifestations, which is above the ten spheres. That's the Lifnei Avai. That's the side of what Tshuva is all about. And that's what becomes revealed in Yom Kippur. That's what becomes revealed in the Anar Keteres and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And that's also the side of Shofar. Shofar is the same thing. What's the idea of the shofar? What's the idea of the 100 kol? What's the shofar? We mentioned this, but I'll say it again. Actually, we mentioned this by Tanya, different time. Why is Rosh Hashanah? Let's ask a simple question. Rosh Hashanah was mamish, one of the holiest days of the year, and all of a sudden we blow the shofar. L'chair, the whole mile of a person, what's the mile of an Adam? Medaber. Dibur. That's the whole mile we have. The whole mile we are is that we are medaber. Comes Rosh Hashanah, what do? We blow the shofar. How does that make sense? How come we should say the most, you know, poetic prayers? Why? What does it mean blowing the shofar?
Because there are things he can't express in words.
Oh, right. That's the var. Shofar means to express the essence of the soul that can't be conveyed in words. Remember, we spoke about this in those that were here in Tanya. We mentioned this, right? When you have an emotion, you talk. Right? When you feel love, you express it with words of love. A person, God forbid, is in pain, you express it with pain. But if a person, ask a very simple question, make a kal v'chomer. If a person feels an emotion and you express it with words, you say words of love, you express words of pain. So if a person is in a state of ecstatic emotion, kal v'chomer, you should say even more words, right? But we find that you can't talk. All of a sudden, you can't talk, except in Shakespeare, right? All of a sudden, they start mentioning the big soliloquies, you know, when tragedies happen. But regularly, you can't talk. You yell. Tears, you yell. Why? Because they can't be contained in words. It's coming from the deepest parts of who you are that can't be contained in words. That's shofar. Shofar also is the very essence of who we are that's being revealed. That's what coronates God in Rosh Hashanah. You can't coronate God with intellect. You coronate God by the part of you that is God. You can't do tshuva if you're functioning with intellect. You do tshuva with the part of you that neshama shenasat to be tahirhi, and that's Yom Kippur. That's the ananik teres of Yom Kippur. Yeah? Oh. But now let's go a step further. 4 days later, the tkiyas of the shofar from Rosh Hashanah, and that ananik teres, again, the ananik teres is that revelation of God's essence, which is the revelation of the essence of the neshama. That meeting of the essence of the soul with the essence of God in Kodesh Kadoshim now becomes the schach of the sukkah. It now manifests as the schach of the sukkah. What's the chiddush over here? The chiddush is that in the sukkah, all things that you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to do in the sukkah. Dafka, all the things that you're not allowed to do in Yom Kippur. You know, Bizman Chazal, men and women lived in the sukkah together. Those things that you're not, the same things in Yom Kippur you're not allowed to do, all of a sudden on sukkahs, it's a mitzvah to do in the sukkah. What's the pshat? So there's a beautiful var chassidus is like this. The Arizal has a teaching about the sukkah. This is pashat, this idea, in my opinion, is pashat the yesoid of how to approach a sukkah. This idea is mamish, the whole beauty of the sukkah is this idea from Chassidus. The Arizal says that the secret of sukkahs is v'yaminoi techapkeni. Smoilei tachas, the book says in Shir Hashim, smoilei tachas the roishi, v'yaminoi techapkeni. His left hand is under my head and he embraces me with his right hand. So the Arizal says, smoilei tachas the roishi, his left hand is under my head. It says the Arizal is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's from the side of the left, dinim. Tachas the reishi, it lifts us up. Smoilei tachas the reishi, when the left hand is under the head, to lift up the kala, and then to embrace with the right hand. So the smoilei tachas the reishi, the din of Rosh Hashanah Kippur, that lifts us up. Then comes sukkahs v'yaminai techapkeini. That the sukkahs, the Arizal says, is a hug. That's why the Arizal says a very interesting thing. What's the shear of a kosher sukkah?
Two and
a tefach, right? Two walls and a tefach. So the Arizal says like a hand, right? Like a hug. One, two, and a hug. A hug, yeah. Now, Chassidus says, what's pshat that the sukkah is a hug? What's the lumdus of that? Why a hug? What's the pshat that in a sukkah Hashem is hugging us? There are a lot of different ways of expressing love. There's speaking words of love. There's a look of love. There's kiss. And by the way, in Tanya and Perek Mem Tes, the Alter Rebbe goes through all these different things, how they apply with Hashem. Hugging, l'chayra, why is the sukkah dafka hugging? The chiddush of a hug, l'chayra, is that you're hugging the person, the back of the person. All the other expressions of love, look of love, kissing, speaking words of love, is face to face. Hugging is the back. So l'chayra, it's a lower thing, seemingly. What does it mean that the sukkah is a hug? So the vart of the lumdus of a hug is that in some ways it's the deepest expression of love, because essentially what you're saying is, which parts of you do I love? You know, a lot of different types of relationships. You know, usually you have ava tluya b'davar, many types of love that are dependent on things. I like your personality. I like being with you. I'm not talking about, you know, really selfish relationships where I like what you do for me. Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately, right? I'm not talking about that. Talking about, you know, you have relationships where you actually like the person who the person is. Let's say you like the person who the person is. But you like the person's personality, their sense of humor, they're a smart person, different things you enjoy about the person, right? But then there are the parts of the person that you don't like about the person. What's the vart of a hug? The vart of a hug is, I love all of you, even your back. Why do you love the person's back? What are you hugging the back? What mila do they have? It's not good looking. It's not funny. What mila does the back have? It has no mila. It has no good trait. There's nothing good about it. Just nothing. There's nothing there. That's the deepest love. The deepest ava is an ava, what's called chiz ava bebechinas makif. Makif means all-encompassing, that there's no part of you that I don't love. Why? There's no why. If there's a why, then it's an ava mugbelis. Then it's tluya bedover. If there's a why I love, why do I love this part of you? Then it's finite. Then it's conditional. Unconditional means that there's no part of you I don't love. Why? No why. And that's expressed by hugging the back. So Chassidus comes in and says like this. You ready? Yom Kippur is the ava atzmus, the essential bond of atzmus ein sof with the essence of the soul. That's Yom Kippur. And that's why the day is metaher, because the essence of the soul is the real. V'chol Adam lo yeh ba'ol mayed. The part of the soul that's higher than Adam, the very essence of the soul is revealed in Yom Kippur. But in Yom Kippur, how is it revealed? In Kodesh Kodoshim. You go out of your Adam. And in Yom Kippur, in Zman Hazeh, Shabbos Shabbosim. Right, those of you that the Rav Soloveitchik says Shabbos Shabbosim to be shoivus b'kol yonai l'mhazeh. We spoke about between Chamar. To go out of all in Yonam Gashmiim. You go out of yourself. You reveal Yechidus HaBenefesh by going out of yourself. You're like a malach. You stand on Yom Kippur wearing white all day in shul. So the essence of the soul is revealed. But then comes the sukkah, says man, simchaseinu is the ultimate ava. The chibuk, the hug of the sukkah, is that the same connection, an essential bond that was revealed in Yom Kippur, the Anan HaKetoris, that was that manifestation in Kodesh Kadoshim of God's essence and the essence of the soul, now becomes the schach of the sukkah. Now we go mailan b'kodesh v'lo yimaridin. And those of you that know Api Halacha, the schach has a din of Shem Shamayim Chal al HaSukkah, right? Api Halacha, there's a din of Hegdash on the schach. That same revelation now becomes a schach and sukkah. Now Hashem is hugging us. You know what that means? After Yom Kippur, Hashem says now, that same Ava that was revealed in Yom Kippur, that same Soid of Tshuva, which Tshuva is the very essence of who we are, the very essence of Hashem. Now Hashem says, but you know what I want to do now? Now I want you to take that same revelation and in there I'm going to hug you now. I want you to do Adam. Be an Adam now. And everything that an Adam does. All the regular mundane things that you do becomes a mitzvah deraisa. In the sukkahs, on sukkahs, the simcha of sukkahs is that if you eat a slice of pizza in a sukkah, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Not only that, if you read the New York Times, if you're nuts enough, if you read, let's say, the Wall Street Journal in a sukkah, right? You read an Archie comic, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Whatever you do is a deraisa. The same things that you couldn't do in Yom Kippur, because Hashem is hugging us. That's what it means, that the schach is a manifestation of that anana keteris. That same ava atzmis, but now every time you do it, you make a bracha leishav besukkah. And that same revelation is revealed. Now let's go a step deeper. But then there's something even higher than Sukkos. Simchas Torah. Why Simchas Torah? Why is Simchas Torah the ultimate? Now, after we understood with the Shofar, the Schach, the Anak Torah becomes the Schach, and we live in that for 7 days. Shivas Yamim Teshuva B'Sukkos. We live in the Anak Torah. We live with that essential bond with Ohr Ein Sof, with Hashem's infinity. But there's something missing. We're still living inside the Anana Keteris. Simcha's Torah, what's the Simcha of Torah? Is the greatest Simcha of all. What's the Simcha, Simcha's Torah? Now I take that Anan, I take that essence of Hashem, and I put it in me. That's the Simcha of Torah. Comes to the end of Sukkos, and what, now after the whole Yom Kippur, Sukkos, now it's all going to go away. No. Then we take the Torah and we dance with it, because the Torah says to us, the Torah is our connection with Hashem. That same connection always is. Listen, there's a din. The din is, if you're sitting by a table, there's a meal. We know there's a din if they have to bench. Who gets din? Who gets to bench if you have different Jews sitting together by a table? Who gets to lead the benching? A Kohen. If you have a Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Gadol. What's the halacha if you have a Kohen Gadol who's an Am Haaretz that doesn't know how to learn very well, and a Mamzer Talmud Chacham? A Mamzer. Mamzer is a halachic status, right? We all know what a Mamzer is. It's a very bad yichus, yeah? But the Mamzer is a Talmud Chacham. Who leads the benching? Mamzer Talmud Chacham. Anyone know where we learn it out from? It's a Gemara Brachos. Where we learn it out from? We learn it out from the Pasuk in Mishle, Yikara hi mipninim. Torah is more precious than pearls. Yikara hi mipninim. And Chazal make a play on the word mipninim. That Torah is more precious, lefnai v'lefnim, more precious than pearls. That Torah, person that's Talmud Chacham, has more than Kohen Gadol that's nichnas lefnai v'lefnim. Based on what we're learning now, we could understand why that is. What's the mile of a Kohen Gadol? That he goes into Kodesh Kadoshim. He goes into the place where Hashem's essence is revealed. Right? It's gevaldik. But what is a Talmud Chacham? What is a person that learns Torah? What is a person that learns Torah does? He brings it inside him. That same revelation that was in Kodesh HaKadoshim is in a Blat Gemara, is in Torah. And when a person learns Torah, you're taking that Anana Keteris, and you're taking the Schach of the Sukkah, you're taking Hashem Himself, and you're putting it inside you. That's the ultimate Simcha, Simcha's Torah. That's the ultimate simcha. That's the sachakol of all of Tishrei is Simchas Torah, and that we take with us the whole year, and that's what we dance with Mitzvah Hashem. And when Hashem comes, we're gonna see the Hashem. We're gonna see Hashem in the Torah that we're gonna learn. It's gonna be revealed to us Mitzvah Hashem. We should be zeichet tonight. A gemar chesima toira.
The hug in the back. Does that also relate to your class on the spine? How the spine connects?
Yeah, good.
Reminder. Good. Remind me what time I have an opportunity to remind me again?